It's Sunday, the 24th of January. It's, I forgot what on here I have. It's 11:20 a.m. Went to bed last night, 10:20. Got up at, I think it was about 10 past 10 this morning. Almost 12 hours in bed. But I had a real yo-yoing night of sleep. In and out, in and out, in and out, deep sleep, and awake, just a real, I wouldn't say it was a bad sleep, say it was a horrible night or anything, just, I don't know, but anyway, no matter, at least when we did finally decide to get out of bed, it was broad daylight shining in. Though not a nice morning, particularly. The weather's changed. Yesterday, for my birthday, we had a lovely, calm, dry, and fairly bright day. Not sunny, but fairly bright day. On our joint up to Creef and the Glen of Eagles, Ochterarder, places like that. Beautiful. Getting out into the countryside. Oh, it gives you a wee taste of the spring, when the days are beginning to stretch and you get out a bit longer, you don't need to be back for half past four in the afternoon because it's getting dark. Yeah. Oh, the summer months when, you know, I hate the summer months when it barely gets dark at all. Yeah. You could be away from 4 o'clock in the morning. For a joint and not come back till midnight, still be light. Ah, but that's a while away yet. So anyway, it's a breezy morning, but I'll tell you, it's dry and it's incredibly mild. I don't know what the temps are, but it's really mild. I put a fleece on, I put my furry hat on, just taking it off now. I put it on because I thought it was extra windy outside. I just put that on to keep the wind out the mics, but it's actually too warm to wear, so I'm going to have to suffer a bit of wind noise like that. Ah, see, now I'm going to have to put it back on because it's just going to waste. Right, there we are. Furry hat back on. Oh well, there you go. So, this morning I'm feeling good. Having a good day yesterday. Was well, it puts you in a good mood, doesn't it? And having, well, what will be a lazy day? This will be a very short day because we're already after almost 11:30. My God, it'll be dark in about what, 5 hours? five and a half hours, something like that. No, 6 hours. Yeah. But, yeah. Now I'm 66 and a bit. How do I feel? I like this number, 66. I'm going to be sad to see this number go in a year's time. Just not going to sound or seem or feel the same. It'll be boring old 67. Oh, I still have 67, man. Oh my Lord, it's warm this morning. Facing into the breeze, to the warm tropical Sirocco, well, not quite really, but it's nice, it's really pleasant. Warmer air into the lungs, fresher air into the lungs, well. And I said that I had made a pact with myself to seriously be motivated in things. And so yesterday, apart from comparing notes with my wife about what we had both agreed to write down the things that need done before May, June. And there's a reason for that, but that'll come in another piece of audio. And so I wrote a list down, and she wrote a list down. And so we sat and compared them last night, and at the end of that, we had one complete list. Well, it may be added to if we come up with something else, but and it's quite a long list. But we're determined that we're going to get ahead with it. So she's motivated, and I'll be motivated. And so that mantra of being seriously motivated caused me to think of my health again, my fitness. And so I went into my cupboard. I have a It's a hall cupboard, it's not my wardrobe, it's a hall cupboard that's all my stuff, apart from the vacuum cleaner. That is. Everything in there is mine's. Hats, gloves, coats, jackets, outside stuff mostly, you know, all the dress stuff and casual stuff's in my wardrobe. This is, so I went in there because I had some cycling clothes in there, white winter, the white winter gear. And my helmet, and I've taken a minute in my room. And the reason I've taken a minute in my room is to remind me this morning, I did that last night, is to remind me this morning or today to go and get the rest of the stuff out of my wardrobe and sort it all out. And if it's in front of me, it will remind me to put them on and go and cycle a bit. I still have to get new cycling shoes and decent gloves to protect my fingers, but I've made my mind up. Whether it's a 3, 4, or 5 mile jaunt, even without the proper cycling shoes, I can still pedal the bike okay. To get out there and get the legs moving and get the body moving, and more than that, to get the motivation moving, to get me to go out, and within 30 seconds I'll be enjoying cycling again. And when I come back, I wouldn't say I'd be back having burnt so much energy in calories and so full of endorphins. I wouldn't say that, not for the first run out. It will be a casual run out just to get the legs moving and come back and feel that enjoyment of cycling again. Passed so many cyclists yesterday on the road up to Crieff. These guys all getting out, either individuals or wee groups or even cycle clubs, getting out on a Saturday to enjoy the dry weather on the roads. And I felt so damn guilty. I really did. I felt I want to be there, I want to be out the road. So there you go. And all these guys were all talking to each other, and you could see the smiles and laughing at things, and because they were out there enjoying what they were doing. Marvellous stuff. Talking about that, I'm thinking about my friend Irma, who is Paul Freeman, who stays in this town. Paul is a keen cyclist, and he's cycling today up what they call the Crow Road. We would say the Craw Road, but its proper name is the Crow Road. And so I'm praying and hoping for decent weather for the guys today. I know they won't be cycling alone, but I'm hoping that they get some nice weather to get out there on a Sunday run. I shall follow him on the cycling app called Strava, see how he does. Right, okay, that's enough for me. I've got a gazillion things to do now, and if I don't get started, I would never get started. So, the first one on the list is Senior Citizens Breakfast. What a bloody hypocrite. Ach, well,
I'll start tomorrow.
No laughing. It's serious business.